Narrative frameworks. 70. Absolute power. Absolute power versus absolute power. Absolute power, capital A, capital P, versus absolute power, little a, little p. Sometimes capital letters can denote something greater than the dualistic understanding. You know, sometimes, an example, life. If I say life or write life with a little l, it might refer to, or most often refer to, an individual expression of life. Your life, his life, her life, my life. But if I write life with a capital L, maybe I'm referring to the non-dualistic, the absolute. And of course, it's not always so clear-cut as we have seen, because we don't always create a split, we don't always choose to divide it into universal and relative, absolute and conditional. We don't always create those divisions. We might see the individual life as the whole of life. We might see the whole of life as the individual life. And besides, what are letters, you know? Symbols we're using, symbols of something, communicating something. Don't get lost in the words. Just see that something is being communicated through the words, and the words are limited symbols we use as best we can. So anyway, absolute power. That phrase, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Alright, so we see the phrase, we know what that means. We know that means if somebody gets lots of power, they become corrupt. And if they have loads and loads and loads of power, then they become really, really corrupt. Or if they have total power, they become totally corrupt, if we're actually looking at the word absolute as it is defined. But let's look at this phrase, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. What is power? What is absolute? Okay, so let's break it down. What is power? We have power of a relative sense, which is power within the manifest realm over other aspects of the manifestation. And that is perhaps the common definition of power. Someone is powerful when they wield influence over other aspects of the manifest world, over other people or places or systems. But in a deeper sense, power has to be that which is aligned with the only power. Power has to be life. Life with a capital L. This is power. And most truly, power is where life is most truly itself. So what is life? Life, when we come back to the boundlessness, this is true power. When life is kind of siphoned off into limitation, it becomes less powerful. So the idea of power as a limited part over other limited parts, this is only a minuscule aspect of what power is. Power is life itself. Life itself is the power, the force that is operating, the only force that is operating. Any other force is either aligned with that or unaligned with that. Next, what is absolute? Well, absolute means total, right? Absolute is absolute. It's beyond comparison. It's just the total. It's absolutely, totally. But in this phrase, we don't really... Do we really mean this? I think in the relative sense, it's weird because we use absolute in a relative sense. What is absolute in a relative sense? It means pretty much total power over others. Because obviously words operate on a relative platform. But the absolute is not relative, it's absolute. As we've seen, it's the totality of life. And absolute power is nothing of this relative tyranny. Absolute power is love. It is love. So the phrase is misleading and plays into limited existing ideas, if those existing ideas are based on limitation, which they most likely are. At the same time, it undermines the true idea, the true meaning of the terms. Absolute power does not corrupt absolutely. This is an inversion of what absolute power is. Absolute power heals absolutely. Love heals absolutely. It doesn't even corrupt relatively, because it is love, pure and total consciousness. Love.